So what brought you here today, Peter?
Not just supporting myself and my partner as a lesbian couple, but more so for the next generation. So the kids of today, 15-year-olds, the kids that go to school, and the next generation after that, I don't want them to suffer or go through any bullying and discrimination, and just kind of go through what I did. Coming out for me was really hard because I thought I was going to be shot, because that was said to me, if you know you were gay, I'd shoot you. Actually, ironically, by my own mother, who didn't know I was gay. So I found it hard coming out because I just thought everyone was going to hate me. So I sent myself away to boarding school and said to Mum and Dad, I want to go away. Sent myself away because I didn't feel it was going to be accepted by my friends, because my parents weren't going to, so I thought. And I just went to another town, which was actually quite racist and homophobic, was probably worse. So that whole year for me was all about trying to survive, but actually wanting to... My plan was to commit suicide because I didn't want to be me. So I don't want other people to go through that. I don't want kids to suffer and go through that. So that's... Yeah, that's my biggest reason. I would love to marry the love of my life, who's right next to me now. But it's not really about me. It's about the rest of them, you know, the next generation, the kids. It's all about the youth for me, so, yeah. I do hope that Tony Abbott and, the leader of the Commonwealth just decide to just be, have a heart, go to their compassionate side, and just actually just let... you know, the Greens run it and do what they want to do and legalise states and just let it happen. They're fine if you don't support it and stand up and go, I'm going to do it, because you're not courageous enough, you're just gutless, you can't do it, but don't stop anyone else to doing what they want to do, because it's the right thing to do. Just the fact that they want to try and stop that, it's not right. It's like they say it's unnatural to do what we're wanting to do, but it's unnatural to try and stop so many other people that are fighting so hard, and all of these other leaders that are fighting so hard. It's unnatural to stop that process. It's going to happen anyway. They're just causing so much heartache and crap in the process. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. You know, just like, you know, blacks being able to vote, you know, that was inevitable. Just like, you know, blacks couldn't marry whites once. That happened. It's all going to happen. Just get with it. Get with the times.
Can you just describe the scene around here today?
It's loving. It's open. It's honest. It's respectful. People who don't know people just talk to anybody. I've yelled out to people that just gone, I don't know who you are, not Facebook. It's just, it is, we're all one. We're all one.